So just make sure you're comfy, however you're sitting, and in particular, making sure that your spine is in a state of ease and relaxed. So not too upright, but not too slumped, particularly in the lumbars. So let's get interested in the spine, sensations along your spine. Let's come into a whole spine felt sense. Notice the clarity of the relationship to the spine as a whole and to the relationship with the sections of the spine, each of the curves. Maybe there's a stronger connection to one or two curves. Let's get interested as well in the relationship between the spine and the ribs. That should take you into a sense of volume around the thoracic cavity. And as you follow your breathing, your lung breathing, to be interested in the movements that are taking place around the heads of the ribs and the jointing into the vertebral bodies. So there's a rising and widening taking place in the rib cage. And the pivot for that movement is along the joints with the spine. And as you're listening to your breath, you will be noticing the movement of your diaphragm, which connects the spine to the rib cage. The lumbar spine in particular. And let's be interested in the interplay between all three structures. What happens to the spine as a whole during the breathing cycle? Is there a shift in its shape? And consequently, what happens at the top and the bottom of the spine, so the pelvis and the cranium? What do you notice there in inhalation and exhalation? Let's get interested in the limbs and just following the breath wave into the upper and lower limbs, noticing how they respond, subtle responses to the movement of the breath, i.e. the diaphragm and the ribs. That should take you into a much more whole body relationship. Let's be particularly interested in that. So you start to create a perception that relates your spine and your breath to your whole body. So a sense of volume throughout the length of the body and the width of the body, and opening up to a fluid medium. And noticing how that changes your breath, changes your relationship to your spine. Fluids will naturally take you into a wider relationship, into the field around the body, and you might start to get a sense of the subtle force, the force of potency within the fluids, and within the fluids in the body and in the space around you. Let's be open to a wide field connection that includes the structure of the body, the fluids, and the potency. And as you shift into that connection, watching how the breath changes. And as you breathe, what's the relationship between your breath and potency? How does your spine feel now? Stay with it for another minute. And over the next minute, getting interested in the physical space around you, getting interested back towards structure, letting go of the subtle field relationships and starting to come back into physical movement in your own time.